Or the Dalet Sivan Sunday night, Chodesh Halvodas Men's Shir. We're doing Shair Akniya. We're in Perek Hamishi. The Chodesh Halvodas is going through different situations in which a person can, which a person should use to be Nichna. What he should think about and how he should react to certain situations to be Nichna. So, number one was really Me'ayin Bosa. Good old Pirkei Avos, Me'ayin Bosa. Number two is to think about the fragility of man, of mankind, and you just have to, you know, listen to the news or open a paper or Rahman al-Islam, you know, just in your neighborhood, be aware of things that happen, and you see that there's always things happening, and people are really very fragile. Doesn't take much to make someone sick or ill or hungry or thirsty, or he makes a whole list. So that's that leads to kniya. You really need siyata d'shmaya. You need Hashem, and you every second just to be healthy, just to get through the day, without major incidents or minor for that matter. Number three is really la'onat aholech. If number one was me'ayim bosa, we're up to number three, v'hashlishi, on page Reish Aleph, and this is really la'onat aholech. V'chashe yizbonin b'vokitzo, when he thinks about, you know, how long does a person live already? Everybody assumes they'll live forever, that's how they act. But right before you know it, it's all over. B'vokitzo, u'mehirus cholos hamovis alav. It sounds so tragic, and it's really sad. And all of his hopes and dreams and plans get cut off in 1 second. Right? He planned on doing this, and he planned on doing that, and he had all sorts of... And it's all over. Boom. Uznichas kolinyonov. Everything's gone. V'yeyusho melehitztayed b'shem dover mehen. And... You're not going to enjoy all the things that he spent so much time acquiring or trying to maneuver to have pleasure and benefit. In 1 second, it's all a joke. It's right. He can't have any hanor from anything anymore. For open ma'amodo bekever, and you should think about. And it says the Chafetz Chaim used to do this. They say over from the Chafetz Chaim that he used to when he made a cheshbon hanefesh. I think that someone once listened in and transcribed what he said, and he would very vividly describe his death and how the Chevra Kadisha came and how they wrapped him and lowered him into the ground and started shoveling earth on top of him. And this is what the Chavis Halvavos is describing here. Both in Mamod de Bekever, how they're going to... He went to an attic, a room upstairs, and made a cheshbon hanefesh. That was his. That was when he got to the din part. Here was just he was describing it happening. He was describing his death very vividly. I'm not saying he was doing it l'shem kniya. He was doing it, and then he would describe standing in front of the basin shalmaila. And he would describe his Averis, which we only wish we had his Averis. And the person transcribed that. He berated himself for not doing the mitzvahs enough besimcha. But I'm in the earlier part when he was just describing his death. Anyway, he would describe. But now I see that the Chavis Halvavos describes it pretty vividly also. Both in Mamod de Bekever, right? How they lower you into the ground, you know, and then they bump you around. Then they ask you mechile afterwards. You know, we're sorry if we bumped you around too much, but we did everything according to the minhag of Yerushalayim. Right? You ever go? You hear them say? What did they say? Ukvar kolo zohar ponov. His face has no luster anymore. Kids, he's dead. V'hishker mareyu v'sigu atolon. I don't do this so well, but the worms that eating away at you. The harekev, hanetzel, this is all you start, you don't want to think about this, but if you do think about it, there goes your gaiva, right? Because that's sof kol ha'odom. Va'avdu simona yafi gufo, he becomes disfigured. Although this is very, very vivid, v'yigar beyush recho, he will stink. He will stink as if he never took a bath in his life. This is what Chazal Bava says. Kilu me olam lo rochatz, he will stink and smell as if he never cleaned himself his whole life. V'lo nisnako, v'lo hefichu rechosov, he never used the odorant. V'mivchar habasomim, the smell is atrocious. Ki kasha yavu alei v'odam kadvorim o'elu v'domehen, when you realize that that's yourself, that's where you're going to end up. No matter how smart you are now, and how cool you are now, and how geschmack you are now, and how with it you are now, soon, you say, the worms are going to be, the worms are not going to, how cool you are. I mean, I don't do it so well. Someone with a more capable description would realize what he's saying here. The worms and how they lower you and they throw dirt on top of you and you don't feel anything, and everything you worked for, all your hopes are snuffed out like that. So that will bring kenia. Below tozuach daito, very hard to be arrogant when you're thinking about that. Below yogis rucho, below tvoeu gaiva, below gavus, kamosh omarakosuv, the posuk suggests doing this. What is he already? Okay, so the first three have to do with the physical man. The first with where, how he's created and how puny he is beside his creation. The second was how puny he is in his lifetime, in his havoya, throughout his existence, how fragile and how puny and how apt he is for anything to happen to him, right? Like any number of machlos or accidents can happen. And the third thing is b'sof yomov. So he covers like tchilos yomov and yomov and sof yomov in the first three. I have to stop here. Well, actually, we'll learn over here. I'm not giving the women shiur tonight. Of course, I don't know why. Tell your wives if they want to come to the Siyum, we really are at the Siyum. So we're just going to wait for Wednesday, 4 o'clock in the Bisk House. We're going to learn the end of Shaar Avodas Elokim, and I'm going to give a synopsis on the Shaar. And we're going to start the next Shaar, which is a surprise, what we're doing next. Not that you don't care, but maybe your wives care. Baravi. But it's primarily, it's not a Siyum, it's primarily a get-together that the women do every Shavuos afternoon. Just the Siyum is just something we're going to do at that get-together. But it's not a Siyum, it's the get-together, the yearly get-together on Shavuos. Baravi kashayala alibo. Now here already, you want to have kniya, you contemplate how you're not fulfilling your obligations to Hashem. And again, in classic, this is classic Chayvus Halvavus. You think about everything Hashem did for you from when you were a fetus and you were born, and how, look at you, like you're a grown man, and yet, like all the things that you've developed into and that you're capable of, and everything you have, and everything you do, and every minute of the day that you breathe and think and accomplish and create and maneuver, everything is Chasdei Hashem. And you have to pay him back by doing his will, and you owe him. You owe him, and you're always behind the eight ball. We'll never catch up. And if you really think about, if you really do Shaar HaBechina, in other words, you really think about every time you walk and smell and swallow and breathe and blink, and like everything you do is thank you, Hashem, thank you, Hashem, thank you, Hashem. And the Chayvus Halvavus learns that our obligation to Hashem stems from that gratitude, so we're always behind. So when you think about that, you feel nichna, because you never are fulfilling your obligations. You're always in debt. You're always trying to catch up to say thank you. It's like you say thank you, but now you have to thank him for the ability to say thank you, which you do, because you have to recognize he did you a tova, and not right. Lo amesim yahaluka. So you have to be thankful that you're able to say thank you. So you see already, you never catch up, and that's Chavis Halava says that throughout the Sefer at various times. He says you never really can catch up, and that should bring Kenia really in Shar Avodas Elokim. He says that that is the nub of Avodas Elokim, is this feeling of indebtedness that stems from a feeling of gratitude, and you could never pay it back. You could never fill it up. You could never acquit yourself of that chiyuv of gratitude. And so that's kniya. That will bring you to feel nichna. And ironically, that's what we want you to feel. That's what Hashem wants you to feel, nichna to him. So if you think about those things, you will feel nichna. And he will think about his own imperfection, we'll call it nicely, in doing his obligations, whether it's the mitzvahs that the mind fathoms, the hamshimios, those that are just more obedience of Hashem, obedience. The imilu chavosumen, and he's not doing it. The heder tanosov, and he's not going to have what to say. The choser hitznatzluso al kach biyom hadin. Not going to have what to say. You know, now in this world, you can tell the rabbi whatever you want. And the rabbi has to swallow it. What am I going to say? You say, why don't you come to the base to learn? Oh, there's too many people learning there. It's too noisy. So you can get away with that, telling it to the rabbi. But you tell it to Hashem, he's going to double over in laughter. Right? What too noisy, too many people learning there. That's what he's going to say. So you have to face Hashem. The rabbi, you can tell what you want. Your wife, you can tell what you want. Your chavrusa, you can tell what you want. But at some point, you're going to have to look Hashem in the face. And what are you going to say? And this is what you should think about. I'm not giving anybody musa chas v'shalom. I'm only explaining the chavrus halvavus, that when you think about this, you will feel nichna. When you imagine that all those excuses you just gave, you're going to have to one day give to Hashem. But like when Hashem's going to laugh at you, right? The charatoso beis hagmol, and then you're going to have charata, and you can say, what an idiot I am. Instead of spending $1,000 on, going on that vacation, I could have given $1,000 for Torah learning. And now I'm in upstairs in Beis Shemaila, and Hashem doesn't care so much about your vacation. Good, you'll tell him that you needed the vacation and your wife needed the vacation, she worked so hard. Your mamish did it as a chesed to her. Maybe you'll get away with it. I don't know. Maybe it's even true. Who knows? But if you took the same amount of money and you gave it, and people were able to learn because of it, then you're going to have charata. The charata is based on gemul. But then, of course, it's going to be too late to do anything about it. Oz yikana. Anyway, but that's not the Chavis Halvavus' point here. That'll be in Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh. We'll learn about such things. Here, his whole point is that when you imagine that happening, you will feel nichna. When you imagine that you will one day have to answer for everything you do, and you're behind the eight ball because of gratitude, and you never really do what you're supposed to do, and you're always playing catch up, and you say, I'm doing my best, but one day you're going to have to face Hashem and say with a straight face you did your best, and maybe you are. It's very possible that we are doing our best, but you will certainly feel nichna when you realize that that day is going to come, when you will have to answer for everything you do. Ozikana, because here he's interested in kniya. He's interested in what a person should think about in order to engender the feeling of humility, of kniya, of no arrogance, of the fact that we're dependent on Hashem and we're at Hashem's mercy, so to speak. Ozikana v'yishbal v'tishover nafsho. He's like, ka'amro kine yom bo'er katanur bo'yuchol zeydim v'chol osirisha kash v'liyat osu mayom habo omar Hashem tfakos. I hope you don't understand Hebrew. I'm not going to translate that. But Omar, umi mechalkel es yom bo'o, umi ha'omeid behera also, kiu keish mitzaref, u kibor mechapsim.